Hello and welcome to Psychology in Seattle. I'm your host, Kirk Honda, professor and licensed therapist.
And I'm Humberto Castañeda, and I'm a professional hiker.
Today, I thought I would present a study I conducted. What do you say, Berto?
That sounds very intriguing.
Well, the study's title is Seasoned Psychotherapist's Experience of Difficult Clinical Moments.
Whoa, hold on. Say that again.
It's a long title. Seasoned.
Seasoned.
As in experience, not like cumin.
Oh, okay.
So seasoned psychotherapists.
Seasoned psychotherapists.
Experience mm-hmm. of difficult clinical moments.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, seasoned psychotherapists.
Not psychopaths.
Psychopaths. Experiences while cooking with cumin.
Exactly.
Now, I have a question. So you said you conducted. This means what? Like you conducted an orchestra, you interviewed people. What does it mean?
It means that I carried out the study. I designed it. I decided upon the topic. I did the literature review. I interviewed the participants. I analyzed. I did the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So picture this, Berto. A client harshly berates a therapist for being ineffective and incompetent.
Whoa.
So we have a client yelling at his or her therapist saying, you're a terrible therapist.
Like, I've not gotten any better. This is not working. You suck. It's all your fault.
And the therapist takes it to heart. Mm. Picture another situation. A client walks into session, and the therapist notices he has a gun.
Oh, God.
Another situation. A counselor is horrified by a child's account of being abused, tortured even.
Whoa.
The therapist has to listen to detailed accounts of a child's torture. And the counselor is horrified by that. These are stories or examples of difficult clinical moments, potentially difficult clinical moments. Throughout my work as a professor and a therapist, talking with other therapists, training therapists, supervising therapists, I have heard a number of stories like these, but not a lot, honestly, but some. Mm-hmm. Yet, there is not much in the literature regarding difficult moments like these.
Like how to handle that. And
or even what they are. Right. How to handle, yeah. And
you don't take a class for it or something?
And I've never seen a class offered or a training. Mm. I've never seen a training that says how to deal with a situation like this, you know?
Wow.
There's trainings on all sorts of things, but I've never seen a training on this. So this sparked my interest.
Right.
And I thought, I wonder what is in the literature. So I decided to look into it because sometimes just because I haven't seen any literature doesn't mean there isn't any literature.
Right.
One of the things I used to think early in my career was that I knew all the topics. I'd seen all the topics in psychology. And boy, was I wrong. I've read a lot to date, and I would imagine I've probably come across 0.001% of the material in psychology.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot. Hey, deserving listeners. This is an old episode that we have re-released as a patron-exclusive episode. So if you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on the Patreon page and on their phone podcast application, or app, as they call them. When you become a patron, we'll let you know how to access the premium feed on your phone. And remember that 20% of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.